As you know, giant pandas are among the world's most adored and endangered animals. And the Chinese government decided that they would be better off out in the real world, returned to the wild, if they never had human attachments. So what's the solution? ABC's David Wright in Sichuan, China, put on a panda suit himself.
They are adorable, but almost extinct. So the Chinese scientists working hard to preserve the giant pandas have come up with an unusual way to keep them company.
It's sort of like a giant Halloween costume, huh?
Black and white fluffy costumes tailor-made for China's Wulong Panda Research Center.
Complete with paws. Have you seen the panda suit thing?
Yes, I have.
What do you make of it?
It's funny looking, but hey, you know, whatever works, right?
And now to complete the effect. You think they'll mistake me for a giant panda?
Believe it or not, this is how the researchers actually dress whenever they handle one of their panda cubs. They hope in a few years to release this cub into the wild, and they don't want him to grow too attached to humans.
I mean, they go about it so earnestly.
They are, and, you know, I think it's an interesting way of going about that. I feel that they still can smell a person, no matter what they look like.
Those are tiny.
Probably so. This little four-month-old does seem to be slightly unsettled by his teddy bear doctors.
Do you think it'll help those pandas if and when they're ever released?
Oh, yeah. The less human contact they have, the better chance they'll have when they get released.
A silly scene in the service of a worthy cause.
David Wright, ABC News, at the Wulong Panda Research Center in Sichuan, China.